This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, yesterday approved the continuation of the scheme to modernize the public distribution system, PDS, including ration transport, dealer support and technology upgrades, till March 2031. The umbrella scheme called Scheme for Assistance in Ration Transport and Handling Income with Automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, has been cleared in the 16th Finance Commission cycle of award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees, a central share. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement regarding the Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi. The minister said the scheme will work towards fulfilling the government's commitment to 81.35 crore persons covered under the National Food Security Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to ensure that food grains reach every needy person in the country on time through PDS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for effective implementation of Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0 and underlined that the mission should move beyond infrastructure creation and ensure measurable outcomes through regular monitoring, citizen participation and convergence between various stakeholders. Chairing the 51st Pragati meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked states to expedite the completion of solid waste management-related infrastructure, including waste processing plants and Gobardhan plants. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed 7 critical infrastructure projects across the railways, power, road sectors covering 9 states worth around 30,000 crore rupees. While reviewing power sector projects, Prime Minister emphasized the need to accelerate rooftop solar adoption across urban areas with a special focus on cities, residential clusters and public institutions. While reviewing road and port connectivity projects, it was emphasized that Vadhavan Port should be developed as a model of port-led multimodal development where every major mode of transport is seamlessly integrated to create a future-ready logistics ecosystem. While reviewing Ken-Bethwa River interlinking project, Prime Minister observed that Ken-Bethwa project should serve as a model for other states to resolve interstate water issues through cooperation, timely clearances, technology-based monitoring and mission mode execution. The Prime Minister also underlined that the delay in the implementation of public projects leads not only to cost escalation but also deprives citizens of timely access to essential facilities and development benefits. Prime Minister also emphasized that innovative use of canal networks should be explored, including installation of solar panels along canals and over canals for clean electricity generation. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has rejected the allegations regarding the award of exam evolution contract to a Hyderabad-based educational technology company, Coimbed EdTech. In a social media post, the CBSE said that the allegations are erroneous, misleading and not based on facts. The board said that it has followed the general financial rules protocol scrupulously in the awarding of the contract with the agency. It informed that the board floated the RFP for digital evaluation of answer books for board exams 2026 on Central Public Procurement Portal in August last year and awarded the contract to the qualified bidder. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, has welcomed the emergency pharmaceutical supplies donated by India to support the ongoing response to Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In a social media post, Africa CDC said that the supplies, including essential diagnostics, therapeutics, infection prevention and control materials, and case management support that will soon be deployed to affected communities in eastern Congo. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 47 runs in the eliminator match in New Chandigarh last night. Rajasthan Royals set the target of 244 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad could score only 196 runs in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.